USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. regulators will take over First Republic Bank. Reuters reports the FDIC will place the troubled bank under receivership. The outlet said a source familiar with the matter noted the regulator feels there is not any more time for a rescue of the bank through the private sector. At the same time, Wall Street closed with stocks higher to end the month. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished April 2.5% higher. The new leader of the House Democrats says he is confident a debt ceiling deal will be reached before key deadlines this year.
President Biden has produced a budget. House Republicans produced a ransom note.
New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. A new report from Goldman Sachs and Oxford Economics says the Treasury should be able to pay the nation's bills until the end of July. A dangerous TikTok challenge is putting teens in the hospital.
Dr. Stacey Dumas says the challenge is teens taking a lot of allergy pills.
I think very often the kids are pretty uneducated about these things, and they don't realize how dangerous it might be.
I'm a 13-year-old in Ohio died earlier this month after doing the challenge. I'm Dave Collins.
Severe weather impacting millions in nearly a dozen states Friday. The greatest risk in central Texas, including strong winds, large hail, and isolated tornadoes. Meantime, while flooding threats linger along the upper Mississippi River this week, there's a large tract of Yosemite National Park in California that's been closed due to rapid snow melt and flooding worries.
Safety is, of course, our biggest concern, and that is why we are putting that temporary closure in effect tonight.
And a Supreme Court justice believes he knows who leaked the bombshell abortion draft ruling. In a Wall Street Journal interview out Friday, Justice Samuel Alito said he has a pretty good idea who is responsible, but couldn't say for sure. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former cheerleader is filing a civil lawsuit that accuses Monica Aldama, the coach on the popular Netflix series Cheer, of telling her not to report a sexual assault. CNN reports the defendants on the suit also include Navarro College in Texas, where she was on the cheer squad, and two college administrators. The lawsuit alleges they failed to take action against the person who assaulted her, who is also named on the filing. It also claims Aldama told the plaintiff that if she did not report the assault, Aldama would make sure the cheerleader was able to have any athletic opportunity she wanted. If you want to be a law enforcement officer but are not a citizen of the USA, Colorado may be calling.
Colorado's governor has signed a bill that lets the state's police training board set up procedures to hire and train eligible non-citizens. Those eligible would include people who've applied for asylum and Dreamers, those brought here when they were children and who are now part of the DACA program. Supporters say the move will help Colorado law enforcement agencies deal with staff shortages. I'm Richard Johnson.
And the transgender influencer who sparked backlash after a partnership with Bud Light is speaking out. Dylan Mulvaney broke her silence by posting on social media for the first time in 3 weeks this week. Mulvaney said she's now interested in getting back to making people laugh. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.